Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Apple Podcasts.
Brooke, you've heard one of my favorite sayings. I'd like to think I've said it many times around you, but now I'm wondering if I have. Hell hath no fury like a woman scorned.
Yes, of course, I've heard it. Wondering why there's not one that's like, hell hath no fury like a man turned down on a dating app. But whatever, let's make women the villain. It's cool.
I mean, I just love the idea of having absolute fury because that's basically my baseline at this point. But
yeah,
I see your point. But there is a well-known singer-songwriter who definitely is feeling scorned and has a whole lot of fury, and she is taking no prisoners.
Yeah, it's been a minute since we've heard her name in the news, but with all sorts of personal drama playing out, it's safe to say that her name is going to be everywhere.
Gee, who could it possibly be with that sick-ass vocal?
I don't know.
From Wondery, I'm Marisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. It's Tuesday, August 16th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Do you ever feel like you're settling? For your foundation, that is. Maybelline's new Instant Age Rewind Eraser Foundation doesn't settle into fine lines and wrinkles. With SPF 20 and moisturizing Pro Vitamin B5, this foundation not only provides medium coverage and a natural finish, but also protects and nourishes your skin. And the best part? The blurring sponge tip applicator makes application a breeze. Say goodbye to cakey, uneven foundation, and hello to a flawless, radiant complexion. Try our new foundation today and see the difference for yourself at amazon.com/instant eraser foundation. 'Cause you're
I swear each week we end up having early aughts flashbacks because of what we're talking about.
I know.
So if you did not absolutely thrive in the early 2000s, you might not be aware of that song. It's called Everywhere by Michelle Branch. And when it was released in 2001, it literally was everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But we're no longer in 2001. Just step outside and see the flames bursting around the world and you'll get that. But Michelle Branch is once again everywhere, and not in the way that she was in 2001 with her songs. This time, mm-hmm. she's making headlines for her messy, and when I say messy, I mean like very messy split from her husband, Patrick Carney, who is the drummer for the Black Keys.
Yeah, so Michelle filed for divorce in Tennessee on Friday, and she cited the classic irreconcilable differences as the reason for their split.
Mm-hmm.
And her filing says the parties are no longer capable of resuming their marital relationship and living together as husband and wife. Now, Michelle also asked to be named the primary residential parent of their 4-year-old son, Reese, and their 6-month-old daughter, Willie. And on Thursday, Michelle released a statement to the media that said, "To say that I am totally devastated doesn't even come close to describing how I feel for myself and for my family. The rug has been completely pulled from underneath me, and now I must figure out how to move forward. With such small children, I ask for privacy and kindness."
Hmm. So, in the immortal words,
oh boy,
of Hillary Duff,
mm-hmm.
Let's go back to the beginning to see how we ended up here. So Michelle and Patrick met at a Grammys party back in 2015, where they became close friends.
Mm-hmm.
Now, at the time, Patrick was still married to his second wife, Emily Ward, but they split in January of 2016, so like a year later, and Patrick and Michelle then started dating.
Yeah, so Patrick even produced Michelle's third album, Hopeless Romantic, which was released in 2017, so apparently she has still been making music.
I know,
She really fell off.
Really, it just seemed like she crescendoed so hard in the early 2000s, and it's like,
yeah,
nowhere to go but down.
So apparently Michelle said that working on that album with Patrick felt like them against the world. And just months after that album was released, Patrick proposed. This guy, he moves fast.
Yeah, he does.
And then 2 years after that, in April of 2019, they got married in Nolens.
Mm.
That's how the locals say it. And now they have 2 kids together. They also got married on 420.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Hell of a time to get married. And in Nolens.
Nolens.
But that us against the world feeling obviously did not last, because last week, Michelle made a very bold and very public accusation against Patrick.
Yeah, last Thursday, Michelle tweeted, "Just found out my husband cheated on me with his manager, Haley McDonald, from Full Stop Management while I was home with our 6-month-old daughter." Like, truly giving all the information.
This is what I'm here for. I am so sick of these cryptic subtext tweets. Like,
yeah,
I need all the details. I need the who, what, when, where, why.
Yeah, she's like, Full Stop Management, which can be found at 8116 First Street.
Hours of operation.
Of course, she deleted the tweet pretty much immediately after it was posted. But, you know, that's the true life cycle of a tweet.
Yeah. You know, I've been thinking about this a lot lately, because we've talked about this quite a few times at this point about, you know, posting and then immediately deleting.
Mm-hmm.
And there has got to be somebody who's about to go to grad school who doesn't know what to do their dissertation on, and it needs to be on this. Like, we've got to call this out. Like, stop posting and then deleting, because we all still see it.
You know, we talked about this. It's maybe their way of being like, oh, I had a change of heart, you know, but like the damage has been done.
It's so calculated now.
What if she deleted it and posted another one that was like, just found out my husband cheated on me with name redacted from redacted management.
While I was redacted with my redacted.
Yeah. She's like, I didn't feel bad about the tweet, but maybe I shouldn't have named names and occupations, but you know, whatever.
Well, the story gets even messier, because not long after she tweeted about Patrick's alleged infidelity, things got nasty and they got physical. Because around 2 a.m. that morning, after she had tweeted that, police responded to a domestic disturbance call at Michelle and Patrick's home.
Yeah, this was like a half an hour later from that tweet.
Yeah.
So very close in timing. And Michelle did tell the police that she slapped Patrick on the face, in her words, 1 or 2 times.
Mm.
Patrick was reportedly fine with no injuries, and Michelle was arrested and charged with misdemeanor domestic assault, and then she was released on $1,000 bail later that morning. And she is due back in court on November 7th. So
yeah,
we don't know who called. There's no mention of that. So I feel like knowing who called would make it more evident how big of a disturbance this was. Because like, if a neighbor called, you're making some noise.
Yeah.
If he called, I mean, I don't know.
I don't know. It's weird. It sounds like Michelle was really going through it.
Well, yeah.
In the terms of like, she posted this and then she assaults her husband.
Right.
And it's like, oh God, this isn't good. you know, violence is never good. This is a terrible way to process your emotions.
Yes.
One thing that I thought was really interesting is that she was supposed to be held for 12 hours, but she got released a few hours early because she had to breastfeed.
Yeah, that's interesting. I've never really thought about that.
Yeah, like a person who has a child that's dependent on them for food.
Yeah.
And then they're in jail.
Huh. Yeah, it's wild.
But yeah, so I feel like there's still more that's going to come out. We talked about how this was Patrick's third wife.
Yeah.
And I read there was like a Salon article that his first wife had written.
Mm.
And it sounds like there's a pattern of Patrick stepping out.
Mm-hmm.
To be fair, the first wife admitted that she also had stepped out. But it's just, I don't know, it's ugly.
Yeah, maybe don't get married again.
Yeah, you don't have to be married.
No,
just
you don't.
As a quick PSA.
Especially if you can't keep it in your pants, my God.
I know. So I feel like the timing here is pretty interesting because it's been 5 years since Michelle Branch has had a new album out. I honestly kind of forgot she was out there.
Me too.
And, you know, there's the whole saying, there's no such thing as bad publicity. So it begs a question, will this messy divorce, you know, her domestic assault charge,
mm-hmm.
how will this affect her career? How will this affect her new album coming out?
I think it could get visibility on it. Do I think it's going to help her career? No. I think the media has a track record of being really hard on women.
Yeah, for sure.
And if this were the other way around, if it were a man who slapped his wife, a lot of people would be like, well, he's canceled. We can't listen to this album
mm-hmm.
or whatever it may be. And there are examples of men who are fine, of course.
Right.
But, you know, I saw a lot of comments on articles about this on Instagram that were like, oh, well, he deserves to get hit because he cheated. And it's like, well, you wouldn't be saying that if it were the other way around.
Right. Of course not.
I don't think I'm going to go out and listen. I mean, I might hear it at some point, but it's not going to make me be like, oh, I need to hear Michelle Branch's new album, stat.
I mean, it's weird because I've never been a huge Michelle Branch fan. Like, I've heard, you know, the songs that were
on the radio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everywhere, literally, in the early 2000s. But I feel like, in the sense that this puts her in the press, it could help her career. But I also feel like there's a double standard here that's kind of weird because it's like, there's not much sympathy for Patrick, even though he's the victim of domestic assault, which is messed up.
Sure.
But there's also, like, I don't know, I feel like people aren't really villainizing her in this situation.
No, it doesn't seem like they are at all.
To, like, the point that you were saying, like, men absolutely get villainized. Most of the time, they end up being fine in the aftermath. But it's just an interesting juxtaposition, if you will.
Yeah, it really is. I also feel like the saying, there's no such thing as bad press, doesn't necessarily apply to the times we're living in with the internet
mm-hmm.
and cancel culture and all of those things.
Yeah.
It's a new world. It's a new world out there.
They need to like reframe it where it's like, there's no such thing as mostly unpleasant press.
Yeah, that rolls right off the tongue.
Right? So we don't know if Michelle's new album has any breakup songs on it. She's only released one song off it.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like it's safe to say, as she's, you know, breastfeeding her kid, she might be screaming the lyrics of her 2003 song, Are You Happy Now, at Patrick. Could you love
me? I mean, it's a fitting song.
Yeah, it really does cover all manners of sin.
Yeah, truly.
From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
If you like our show, please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
And tell your friends we've got the hot goss.
I feel like I was blindsided.
Because it's a competition show.
From the producers of Jury Duty and The Bachelor.
We have scoured the earth for the 14 greatest reality contestants that were available during our production window.
comes a reality competition show about reality competition shows.
Nobody has dared to find out who is the actual best at just being on a reality show. I'm your host, comedian Daniel Tosh.
It's win or go home.
Each episode, our contestants will face new challenges that will test their strength and lack of life skills for a chance to win $200
million.
$200,000.
Prepare, because it's about to be ugly, crying, lots of fighting.
Tayshia, I have to defend myself.
Celebrating 25 years of reality TV with your favorites.
I have diarrhea. You cannot do this to me.
What in gay hell
have I got myself into?
The GOAT, premiering on Freevee and Prime Video on May 9th.